This podcast is part of the Game and Entertainment Network. Visit tgenetwork.net to find the latest episodes from all our shows.
Welcome to the Pixels and Dice Podcast, a show by gamers, for gamers. We cover everything from Mario to Munchkin, role-playing to retro games, and everything in between. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm Squirmus.
And I'm Bayless.
And, well, Happy New Year, a few days late. Close. Anyway.
I'm glad 2017's over.
Yeah, I'll second that.
It wasn't so bad for me, but it was a pretty shitty year in general.
I've had better years, but, you know, yeah, you're right. It wasn't horrible. I'm not, like, out on the street or anything, but I did put hundreds and hundreds of hours into two YouTube channels that went literally nowhere.
Yeah, well, that sucks.
Yeah. But hey, I'm doing it again this year with a whole new channel. Well, old channel, but new channel. Did I tell you I started up yet another channel?
No.
Yeah. Full of fail. It's one of my old channels that I've compiled everything into, right?
Oh, yeah. You talked about that with the last episode.
Exactly. Well, this time, a few weeks ago, actually, I started my old MMO troll channel back up.
Yeah, I've seen the posts.
Yeah, it doesn't have as many subscribers as Full of Fail does. But when we're talking 100 and something as opposed to 300 and something, the difference isn't all that huge.
Yeah.
So hey, if anyone's interested, like, subscribe, watch the stuff. I've got good shows coming out 7 days a week now.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah. But hey, you know, it is something to do.
And your wife hasn't murdered you yet.
Not yet. No. She's getting there. She was like, why'd you start up another channel? And I was like, because I had 2 days a week that I didn't have videos. And they're short. Yeah. So anyway, enough about that. I did want to address last week's show, actually, though. Real quick.
Okay.
You know, you and I both know, that we recorded that back in early November.
Right.
Like we did all of our holiday content. Just knocked it out, got it done and out of the way. So that's great. But a few things were wrong. First of all, I mentioned, I've really asked people to follow me on VidMe, and VidMe went under in mid-December. So there is no VidMe. I'm sure a lot of people were like, what the hell is he talking about? So anyway, yeah, that was because it hadn't been announced yet when we recorded that show. And no, I wasn't going to go back and re-edit the show just to remove that bit. Also, I completely and utterly forgot about it. Also, let's see. What else was stupid that I said? Did I say? Because I know I said several stupid things in that show. Oh, the collective meh. Many of you may have noticed that I talked about people, like, buying into Destiny 2. And, oh, there was these problems and it was met with a collective meh. Same thing with EA Battlefront, you know, Star Wars Battlefront 2. Met with a collective meh. Well, when we recorded these things, actually, it wasn't Battlefront 2 I discussed. Another. Anyway, because Battlefront 2 hadn't come out yet when we recorded that show. The problem with that is that they weren't met with a collective meh. The last couple months, gamers have kind of gone insane when it comes to monetization. And I know this is off the topic of what we were going to discuss today, and I apologize, but I just had to address it real quick. It's not that they're wrong. They have every right to be pissed at EA and Bungie and Activision because these corporations are being collectively assholes. But I was in the wrong in saying it was met with a collective meh, because that's the way it seemed to me at first. But given a week or so later, and yeah, there was no meh. There was no, oh God, you know, this doesn't really matter. Why are, well, there was some of that. But for the most part, it was torches and pitchforks.
Good.
EA stock took a dump because people were so angry and were demanding refunds. That's how bad it got. So, yeah. My bad. I'm sure you listened to our last show. Was there anything you wanted to apologize for, or you wanted to correct?
I listened to it, but I don't think I made any radical comments.
It's because you're perfect.
Oh, no. Far from it. I just have a shitty memory.
There is that. We're old!
If I'm wrong, I don't care.
Be nice to him. He's going senile.
Well, no, they can always come here and they can always type in, hey, dumbass, you screwed this up. Maybe I'll care.
You know, that's actually amazing. I did want to say, we have had somebody actually show up into our Discord.
Yes, I know.
Fruin Juice. I remember them from way back in the day. We, I believe from the Lord of the Rings Online forums, but maybe not. It, definitely from Twitter. Somebody that used to follow the old Full of Fail show. And they saw one of my tweets and dropped by the Discord and put in text. Basically a, hi. And we waved back. And that was the end of that.
Hello, Fruin Juice.
Yeah, so, hi. Feel free to drop by again, because we do this show live. Y'all can be a part of it. So anyway, that was the light and upbeat part of the show. Let's talk pedophilia.
Okay. Pedophilia not, in gaming.
Yeah, that's not an endorsement of it, by the way. We are completely not for pedophilia. But apparently, from what I'm seeing, oh man, I don't want to say it, but they're... Wizards of the Coast and their Magic the Gathering community? Ugh. Not endorsing it, but man, they're not doing anything to stop it.
Well, you also have to bring in Hasbro, too, because they're just as responsible.
And their judges program. And, oh, what is it called?
Fireball?
Channel Fireball.
Channel Fireball, yeah.
Who runs the sanctioned events. Now,
they all need to step up.
Keep in mind, this comes from a source that some might call questionable.
Oh, he's more than questionable, but that doesn't make his information any less accurate.
Right.
Just because he's a shitty person doesn't mean he's not a good researcher.
Yeah, and the shitty person we're talking about is the guy behind Unsleeved Media. Used to be known as Magic Gathering HQ, or MTGHQ, on YouTube. Now it's Unsleeved Media. And he's kind of got a bone to pick with Wizards of the Coast. He received a lifetime ban for tweeting... you know those Pepe the Frog memes and tweeting stuff that was very right wing, but especially for tweeting mean things to a female cosplayer who subsequently left the cosplay community because she felt she was being attacked too much And so they kind of went and gave him a lifetime ban. So yeah, you could see, hey, it may be kind of a biased source. Well, the thing is, I'm going to believe his information because, well, I've seen it, and he does have good research behind it. The thing is, he's so mad at Wizards of the Coast that he decided to start digging up people in the magic community on the left who have been attacking him and others on the right, doing supposedly the same thing he was banned for, you know, doxing him and others, death threats, that sort of thing. And he's been reporting them all to Wizards of the Coast.
There shouldn't be death threats.
Sure, of course not. But here's the thing. According to him, nothing's being done about these people. So he has sent his minions, his YouTube followers, to go out and search for information to help him do research on these people and others in the magic community who probably shouldn't be there. And in doing so, they uncovered a gentleman who has a conviction and served 3 years for pedophilia, child pornography, all that sort of thing. Possession thereof. And that was bad enough because this person turned out to be a judge at sanctioned events. No bueno.
No.
Now, where this gets to be a problem is that he reported it to Wizards of the Coast, and they said, hey, we don't have anything to do with the judges program. Take that up with them.
So he reported, but you should still denounce it and do something about it.
Well, sure. But he then reported it to the judges program, and they said, yeah, we can't afford to do background checks. It's not our job to do background checks. The average age of magic players is over 25 years of age, so there's not that many kids anyway, and yada yada, deflect, 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 as he put it. And so Channel Fireball is the group that has exclusive rights to run all the sanctioned events for Magic. And he reported it to them. Now, the judges program has blocked this guy, this unsleeved media dude. I'm not going to give his name because that's, in my opinion, inappropriate. Because it's not him that's the issue. The issue is they've blocked him because he's reported this. Not just this one guy, but they found more and more and more, at least four judges that have convictions as sex offenders and pedophiles that are in the judges program. And these are only the ones in the tier three, the upper tier. And nobody wants to take responsibility for it. Not Hasbro, not Wizards of the Coast, not the judges program, not Channel Fireball. Nobody. Everybody wants to push it off on, that's not our problem, that's that person's problem. No, it's not our problem, it's this person's problem. And they're kicking the can, passing the buck, and not actually addressing the problem, which is my issue. Screw that dude who's the one reporting it. I don't like his politics. I don't like him. I think he's annoying and probably deserved that lifetime ban. That's not the issue. The issue is he in his anger and disgust came up and found an actual valid issue. What the hell is going on with the magic community?
No idea. Why aren't they doing something about it?
It's sickening. I'm completely flabbergasted by it.
I'm not.
Really? Care to...
No, not just EA. We all know how they operate.
Uh-huh.
Wring every damn penny out of whatever they get their hands on. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Hasbro, I can't say that they've shown a whole lot of scruples in their past tactics. So, they got Wizards of the Coast. They've got Magic the Gathering. They're going to crank out expansion after expansion. They're going to throw out all these things just to wring more money out of their players. And the they don't care about judges with pedophilia records, because that's just a distraction. They just want to keep doing the events, getting the money coming in. Just buy the cards. Don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain. Just buy the cards, play the game, keep buying the new expansion. Anything that hinders that treadmill, they don't want to hear about it. They want it just silenced. Just push it off to the side.
So yeah.
They could pull a Trump and sue him, sue the guy who's reporting all this, for trying to harm their brand, I guess, be the stunt that Trump's tried to pull.
But he's got records.
It doesn't matter if you have facts. Not in this day and age.
That's true. But actually, that's one of the more disgusting things I saw, is the judges program. He showed screenshots of where they'd list, like, judges who had made their 5-year mark. It was like their anniversary, right? And he could point out where this guy, the first one he reported, was listed, and then after he was reported, they removed him from that list. They just took his name out. But that guy's name has not been added to the list of banned players, the list of banned DCIs, which a DCI number is your basically how you basically your license to play in sanctioned games or be a judge or anything like that as part of Magic the Gathering. He's not listed as a banned DCI. They just hid that he's a judge. And another thing, Pokemon.
Yeah?
Pokemon tournaments, part of their rules stipulate if you're going to be a volunteer judge, because all the judges are volunteers, right? If you're going to be that, you have to provide a clean record. You come in, basically, you go and get your criminal background check done at the police station. You bring it in. If you don't have that on record, you're not a judge. Now, granted, the Pokemon card tournaments do cater to a younger set of players. But since there are children that go to these events, in fact, there's a, like, 9 or 11 year old professional Magic player. Why aren't they asking for the same thing from their judges? The program doesn't even have to pay for it. They just have to say to their judges, you come in, you have this, or you don't work. I
don't have an answer for you. It seems like a simple thing to do, but again, you're slowing down that treadmill of money.
But you would think that if this were to make big news, and it is, there are larger publications that are picking up on this story, and eventually it isn't just going to be this, you know, one disgruntled YouTuber who got a lifetime ban who's screaming. There's going to be actual respected journalists knocking on Hasbro's door, knocking on Wizards of the Coast's door and saying, how do you care to discuss this? Remember, this is going to be in our Time or New York Times or whatever. It's going to be in some big publication, and they're going to have to address it or their brand is ruined. So I'm hoping soon enough this is going to get fixed. But why isn't it fixed already?
Well, for the same reason they let harassment of women in the gaming community go on for so long.
That's true enough.
Nobody said jack shit about it. Didn't matter how many people were hurt or with the harassment of cosplayers at cons.
Yeah.
Now that went on forever because, oh, you're going to upset the people who come to the cons. They particularly like that part of the con. That's part of the entertainment of being at the con. Doesn't matter that they're harassing and, you know, screwing around with somebody who doesn't want to be touched. You know, it's not like they're getting paid to be manhandled.
True.
That went on for ages. No matter how many times people complained, it just got pushed under the rug.
Now, I will say that that has been getting cleaned up in the last few years. In fact, it's along the same lines of what led to the guy behind Unsleeved Media getting a lifetime ban from the Magic tournaments and whatnot, was harassment of a cosplayer.
Yeah, well, fine. He deserves it. Great.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make him wrong with the information he's divulging.
Yeah.
If he has evidence that proves these people are pedophiles, they need to be put out. I mean, post their names. This is what they did. This is the games they were a part of. If there's been any kind of inappropriate conduct by them, we need to open a police investigation on this.
Yeah.
We need to, you know, follow every lead and make sure that if something inappropriate happened, it gets taken care of.
You know, actually, what might be part of the problem here is maybe they're afraid that that's going to happen, because when it turns out that little Timmy got diddled by Judge X,
they're going to get the shit out of him.
Yeah, but who gets sued?
Everybody.
Exactly. Now, the big pockets are Hasbro, obviously, and Wizards of the Coast, but is the judges organization, are they going to be covered? Do they have insurance to cover this? Is Channel Fireball, is the individual stores who may have helped sponsor these events, even if it was just like Friday Night Magic at your local game store?
I know. The individual stores should not be held accountable.
Depending. A lot of them actually employ the judges
that are
involved.
That's a different story. If their employees are pedophiles and they employed them as judges, then they should have been doing a background check on them before they became employees. Because kids are not, you know, they're going to show up at game stores. The whole point of a game store. You cater to young teens, kids, young adults. So you should be checking to see if your employees have any kind of, you know, issues. That's just common sense.
You know, we've got our local store downtown.
We've got two of them.
Yeah. Well, the one I go to most of the time, I can't remember a single time that I've walked into that store that there hasn't been somebody under the age of 15 in the store, either playing games or looking at comics or looking, you know, to buy something or just hanging out and talking with the staff or with their friends. There's always kids in that store.
Not always.
Well, every time I've been. Of course.
Same here.
Just my experience, yada, yada, yada. And have I been to Friday Night Magic? Well, no, I work for a living. So, no, I haven't been to Friday Night Magic at that store. I know they have it. And I'm willing to bet anybody. I'm willing to bet that there are kids at those events. At those
Actually,
Magic
I can,
events.
I can guarantee it. because Rylea's son-in-law,
yeah,
he used to go to Friday Night Gaming, Friday Night Magic.
Yeah, and he's
Rylea's son and her son-in-law. That used to be their thing. They would go out and hit tournaments together.
Yeah, that's true. And he's the son-in-law. Or, I'm sorry, stepson is the word you're looking for.
Stepson is the word I'm thinking. Yes, sorry.
Yes, we're old and stupid. Anyway, her stepson, he's just 18 now?
I think, yeah, he may have just turned 18 or he's really close to
it. I think he's right close. And what we're talking about was 6, 7 years ago.
At least 4 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. And... because I know he had talked about it when I first met him, and it's been a while. So, yeah, and that's troubling. That really is. This whole thing is just icky. Really damn icky.
Well.
And I know it's not the normal thing we'd usually talk about on this show.
No, but it's important.
Well, I see it as, you know, you and I used to play a lot of Magic.
A lot.
I've got, my wife and I have a massive collection of cards, and we haven't played in over a decade. Not regularly, anyway.
Right.
And it's just, that was a game we enjoyed, among others, but I always had some respect for Wizards of the Coast, because it seemed like they were doing things right. They built a really good community. They had solid events, and it seemed like they took care of the community. They were looking out for people. And then this comes up. And at first, when I just happened across this guy's video, and he's ranting about how he had just gotten banned. And I was like, who gives a damn, you right-wing turd? Now, I know... not trying to get it politics into it, but this guy's a turd. He is. I don't think highly of him. But in his, you know, I watched it. My wife was like, why are you watching this? It's because it's actually kind of fun to see him just dwell on it so hard. But then he started bringing up some really good points, especially this one. And I'm like, really? Really, Wizards? Wow. Like I said, I wouldn't have bought it unless I saw the evidence, so...
Well, and the thing is Wizards of the Coast, they've got a huge financial, basically, umbrella to help cover them. Same with Hasbro. You know, they've got massive amounts of attorneys and enough that something like this, when it was brought up, they could have dealt with it.
Yeah.
Immediately. Taken care of it. Been done with it. Boom. Now they look like heroes for finding, you know, for coming out and saying, hey, this is a problem. Let's fix it. Boom. No. They had to just deflect it. It's not our problem. It's somebody else's. Well, now they look like shits.
Yeah.
I'm hoping. I mean, I like the game. I really do. I don't want it to go away. But it really needs to take a massive financial hit. You know, people stop buying their cards. People stop playing in their events. People just plain stop playing.
At the very least, if you are a parent and you have kids or know kids,
in and demand that clear record from all of the judges.
Or just don't let your kid go. You know, that sucks for the kids, but, you know, you got to think of their safety first. Anyway, I think we've wrung enough out of that. Anything else you'd like to add?
I shouldn't get started.
We'll rant for another 10 minutes.
No, I have strong opinions of pedophiles and what should be done to them, and that's really inappropriate to...
Yeah, we need not delve that.
Go off on that tangent.
Okay, so, guess that's it. Y'all know where you can get a hold of us. Till next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Thanks for listening to the Pixels and Dice podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our other content at gamingstuff.website. We have articles, videos, and lots more to enjoy there. So until next time, generic catchphrase ending.